I don't have a good memory. I'm not someone who recalls faces easily or where I might have met you the first time. But it's not for a lack of trying. I dread the moments in which I may accidentally make someone feel as if they were irrelevant to me, or that I don't remember them because I've deemed myself more important than they are. In reality, for quite some time, I've found nearly every interaction I have and person I meet to be important. But I didn't always feel this way. It wasn't until I was around 24 years old that I began to realize how crucial it is to breathe in all parts of those around us, good or bad. How essential it is to grasp the moments of our lives, fleeting or persistent. Connection is one of the most beautiful aspects of being here. And in a terrible turn of fate, I was made to realize this more fully than ever before. After a long stretch of arduous symptoms, I found out my short-term memory loss, along with many other newly developed ailments, was due to me having multiple sclerosis, a diagnosis that would change everything. I could no longer grasp anything or anyone as tightly as before, when I didn't even realize how important it was to do so. Suddenly, it felt like my entire life was going to slip away, like trying to clench the last days of summer sand in your hand. Learning about my sickness was the first time I considered that, at such a young age, I could be taken from this world by something other than a white man's rage or a white woman's tears. I spent most of my life being reminded by white supremacy that time is a luxury, but I couldn't reconcile how little of it I might have. When I was a young boy, teachers often asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, to which I'd typically respond in a way that would make us both comfortable. I want to be the president. As I became older, the answer evolved into things that were more feasible. I want to be a lawyer. But the truth is that since I was about 10 years old, all I actually wanted to be when I grew up was alive. For me, at just 24, every moment suddenly felt as though it was borrowed time. Doctors couldn't tell me whether my sickness would become worse or regress back into whatever chasm it came from. All I knew was that this creature lurked in my body and threatened to take everything from me. But as I saw my mortality looking back at me in the mirror, I began to consider not only the time that I was potentially going to lose, but also the time that I had been given. Who had I been? What would I be remembered for? What would I be remembered as? When I assessed honestly who I had been throughout my life, I didn't like the truth. I had spent most of my youth navigating the world and the people around me through a misogynistic and toxic masculine lens, destroying many of my relationships with others, especially women, and completely failing to reciprocate any semblance of love or respect as I was receiving it. I took those truths and built a boat so that I could sail away and lose myself on an ocean of brown depression, looking for answers at the bottom of the bottle. It's a difficult thing to accept that you may be remembered for more harm than good. But somewhere along the way, I found myself washed up on a shore in the form of a simple truth that was greater than any of my failures. Time is only what you make it. When I reached that shore, I asked myself a question. Are you willing to try and give more than you have taken? Since then, my work, including this book, has been an attempt to answer that question. If there is a devil, he toils in keeping us fixated on our pain rather than on the pain we are causing. But what if together we dared to imagine ourselves beyond the harm we have felt and the harm we have inflicted? I'm daring to imagine all those things. We will all be called home by our ancestors at some point. That is inevitable. But the question is whether you'll be greeted fondly for what you did while you were away from home. Realizing your life won't last forever has a way of reminding you to be free. Realizing your name may last forever has a way of reminding you to help free others.